All right, thank you guys for taking the time to join me for this community meeting. I'll be recording for Mumble for the folks that miss it. Most of you found this group in search of an organization committed to doing good in the DayZ community. This is what we're all about, and this is why what these new changes will reflect. So I've kind of been disappointed in the direction that the group's been going, so I actually stopped advertising for growth. There's a lot of reasons for my disappointment. One of them is 0.57 did make the hero playstyle very difficult. Some comments that I heard from people from the community about people in the community were, I was playing with a bunch of 12-year-old kids. I've also heard somebody say that somebody had been killing friendlies and harassing people in-game as a joke. So I believe the hero tag should be something special. I know the hero playstyle is what we're all here for. It was originally set up democratically because we had crappy internet. Most of you guys know that we had crappy internet because we constantly complained about it, and it was just a chore to get online. Democracies traditionally have a watered-down purpose, so they lack focus and a singular ambition. And I accept responsibility for the outcome of the group and the disappointment some of you have expressed to me. I believe anytime there's a problem in an organization, the management and leadership is responsible. I understand that some people may not want to continue playing here with the new changes, and some people may not even be able to continue playing here. They might be removed from the community entirely. The new changes have been well thought out to cover some concerns that have been expressed. Our training and induction process, allowing non-heroes to actually belong to the group and participate more in squad activity, and making sure that our members are participating in this community. So I'll stop and ask for questions after each section that I prepared. Does anybody have any questions yet?
No, not too much.
Alrighty, so yeah, everybody's logged into the website. There's a new collaboration tool, and I'm going to be repeating this because I'm recording. So when you log into the website, at the top, you click on Start Collaboration. This is a tool that will help us navigate the website. We can train people in the future, and maybe down the road, as we get more heroes, we'll have people being able to do back-end stuff and not just me. So it'll help with training and collaboration. And if we go to the main page about us, that should be the first page. So new to the community are basic community rules. We're going to go over each one. They also appear in Mumble. So when you log into Mumble, the basic community rules are please encourage good behavior. This is a hero community after all. Encourage others to behave appropriately. Basically, if you hear somebody doing something that's probably not approved, just tell them, tell them politely. Because we want to encourage good behavior, and we don't want to have happen what has happened, where people are not playing good. That's what this community is all about. No racial slurs, bigotry, or bullying, pretty simple. We don't want that. We're not an exclusive community, so you can belong to other communities, even if they're the same games, or if they have a different viewpoint on play style. So let's say you want to join a bandit community. That's totally fine. However, you cannot recruit or advertise them to our members. So you cannot say, hey, I'm part of this community. Hey, come join me. No advertising or recruiting for other communities. We've spent a lot of time, money, and energy forming a good group of folks. We are not your personal advertising and recruitment platform. Build your own community. This includes inviting others to join another voice communication platform, website, or game that pulls members away from playing. Basically, I play other games. A lot of us play other games. Not a big deal. Some of you are in communities and other games. That's totally fine. Don't advertise them here. Don't tell people, hey, I'm playing this other game. Come join me on their TeamSpeak or something. What I've noticed is I go, and on the back end, I can see when people log in. Every time I log in, I'm over here looking at Mumble, seeing who's online. And I see a lot of people join. They look at Mumble, and then they log off the website. And when people pull people away from this community, you're making our community look dead. So this is actually going to be an instant ban going forward, advertising for other communities, other voice communication platforms, that kind of thing. It'll be instant ban, so don't do it. Respect higher-ranking members. We have a new rank system, which I'll go over in a minute. So if a higher-ranking member asks you to modify your behavior, chances are there's a good reason for that request. We trust them, and we trust them enough for them to hold that position and to enforce the rules. And you can find the ranks under Hero Politics. Don't spam the microphone. That's probably going to be enforced a lot more. We don't want to hear excessive chattiness. Any general conversation, just keep it to the courtyard and Mumble. Pretty simple. And this is not a comprehensive set of rules. We don't want to have just a big, long list of rules where everybody has to memorize and try to bend or break them. Just basically contribute to this community. Don't detract from it. We'll get along just fine. So anything that you're doing, if you're doing something that's probably pulling people away from the community, you're probably going to be talked to. If you're not, you know, if you're contributing to the community, everything's great. Any questions about the rules?
Nope.
No. We're good.
So personality assessment is now going to be required for all members. We'll need a way to quickly assess new recruits as we grow beyond the point of being able to personally play with and know each member really well. We have previously set a goal of 25 heroes. With the new structure, we will be able to reach that goal, but that would mean that we'll have a lot more people in the community that those heroes will be watching. So please take this assessment sometime this week so that we can compare new recruits to you all that have already been vetted and help us determine quickly if a new recruit is a good fit. Under the Hero's Oath, right here, personality assessment. Takes about 10 minutes. Don't do it right now, but you will need to have no exceptions. You will need to have a personality assessment on. I'm going to give current members a week, and after the week is up, you'll be removed from the group if you're just basically considering that you're not really committed to the group anymore. And that's okay. So everybody has a week to do that. New section, Field Manual, Hero Politics. So let's go there. This is going to be the new structure of the group. I'm not going to read it, but I'm just going to brief it. Founders are the original founders of the group. These are the highest level. This is going down. So this is basically digital stimulus, misbehaving, and shady. Hero leader is going to be a hero that holds the position of leader on our roster. So now squad leaders are only going to be able to be held by heroes. They won't be able to have any other people as squad. Hero are people who've sworn the oath. They've been accepted. The hero play style is what the organization's all about. So basically, from here on up, these are the people who will enforce our rules, founder, leaders, and hero. Now we're actually including in the community goods. So ranked goods are people who show up on our roster with an actual squad position. And then regular goods have just been vetted by the organization and the general public, just people that stop by. They have to be vetted to play. So the bar has been raised for the good and the hero tags. The tags will not just represent our trust in a member, but also the member's commitment to the organization. And so basically there's two-way requirements for each level of membership. Goods won't need to have the same level of trust and commitment to the group as heroes. Basically, if somebody has a hero, they're here all the time. That's what they do. There's no, I just feel like playing with a group of friends kind of thing. And goods will be officially vetted, so they'll appear on the roster. And let's move to the roster page. So right now, there's only three heroes, the founders. This new setup here is going to help us track who comes in through who and who's, who's sponsored by who. Like down here, if we go to Agent Skarn, I this is best from my memory for sponsors when I redid it, but you know, here's Kittensoft sponsored Agent Skarns. If there's a problem in the community, we can kind of trace the lineage of people of how they came in the community and maybe how they're all interconnected. Just help prevent problems. And goods can now hold official squad positions. So you can see these icons. Here, Agent Skarn is an assist. Bloody Heap's a recon. And here are people who actually were not heroes before, like Chicago Mike, Coral. So there was a concern in the past about somebody said that we should give good people the ability to... We should give good people the ability to play freely in the group and not just kind of have them buddy along and be tag-alongs. So that's what this is for. They can hold positions. The new good tag is the old hero tag. So basically the good tag has been upgraded, so they're not just kind of people that kind of play here every once in a while. Goods are actually vetted. We put them on our roster. We vouch for them. So all past heroes are now goods. And the bar has been raised for heroes. So the new definition of a hero is someone who follows the oath and can't imagine playing any other way. There's not a weekend warrior type position where we do good deeds. Where doing good deeds and running missions just sounds like a good idea. They'll be selected because they want to help this community stay active and they enjoy doing that. That's just the way they enjoy playing. So if they're not committed to meet the new hero standard, heroes will actually be demoted back down to good. And the hero now represents members who have a solid reputation for trust and commitment to our ideals. They'll be the leaders of the community and will have the power to recruit and train new members, moderate community rule violations, and kick people from the group. So heroes will be able to have the freedom to do that. And it's an administrative level position. So website, Mumble, game server admin access will be granted to heroes. Heroes will still be deputized by other hero sponsors for recommendation, just like they were before. But there will not be a democratic vote to accept them as a hero. It'll be decided by me or another founder. Any questions about the roster or the new changes to good or hero before I move on?
Not really. Yeah, I got one.
Sure, go ahead.
You mentioned like a vetting process for good tags. What would that look like?
So part of that is going to be the personality assessment that we talked about up here under heroes. What we'll do is we'll be able to kind of look at that assessment and compare it. And as we grow, I'm imagining that we'll have maybe 25 heroes on the roster. But since we actually have good belonging to the community now, we may have 120 or 150 goods along with those 25. So these will be the admins, basically, and then the goods will be the rest of the community that just enjoys playing with good people. So the vetting process will be that personality assessment, and then heroes will be trained in how to vet beyond the personality assessment. Does that answer your question?
Yep.
Any other questions about the new good or hero tag?
I'm good.
Alrighty, so as our community grows bigger and bigger, we'll have people that want to contribute in a lot of ways. One of them is I'm going to allow anybody in the community, heroes and goods, to be able to post news articles. So say you see something from the developers or you want to post a hero noteworthy media or something under hero news at the top. I've added new sections. So Daisy Devs, events, media, membership. So as people post articles, for people that want to do that, this is heroes and goods will have to be approved. So we'll be able to categorize stuff. People can post news articles if they want, any server, membership. Any questions about the hero news or people being able to post articles?
Nope.
Okay, and Mumble is now only going to reflect vetted and committed players in the community, so only goods and heroes will show up in Mumble. The Mumble list has been wiped, so anybody else that joins going forward is going to have to be re-vetted. Heroes have been grandfathered in and moved down to goods. Like I said, the bar has been and stepped up for both good and heroes. So if someone doesn't meet the requirements to be in the community, they'll not be registered in Mumble, not allowed to play here for more than the introductory period while we're vetting them. So basically, within the first few minutes, we play with them for a little bit, we vet them, we look at their personality assessment, and if they look like they'd be a good fit, welcome to the group, you're now good. If not, then we tell them you're not going to be really fit in here. And then again, if we have to kick people, they'll be removed from Mumble and any permissions for playing with them. Any questions about the Mumble setup?
Nope.
All right, so in summary, advertisement and membership was going to reopen. I'm actually going to start working hard to get this group going again, getting more fresh blood in here. We should start seeing some new recruits popping in. If you originally came here for the hero play style, that'll be what you get going from now on. If you don't like the new changes or you want to leave the group, feel free to discuss it privately with me after the meeting, or if you have any questions that you want to bring up publicly, you can do that too. Any other questions? That's pretty much what I have prepared.
Nope, sounds good to me.
Alrighty. So, yeah, like I said, this collaboration tool will be used to help train heroes going forward how to, show people around the website, how to show them different things, the rules, how to organize themselves, and the back-end stuff. So when you actually log in, you guys won't be able to see it because I have more admin access. But the back-end stuff can also be collaborated too.